My name is Nicole Beckstead. I'm doing a walk for NEDA, and NEDA is the National Eating Disorder Association. They're based in New York and they're a nonprofit. I am in recovery from an eating disorder, and so it's kind of affected me personally, and this is the first thing I've been really involved in. For me, I suffered from anorexia, so I would restrict. One of the most stressful things is to be asked, what do you want for dinner? Healthy weight, for me, is fat. To say I have anorexia and 1 in 5 people die of anorexia is really difficult and terrifying to me. Especially because as I get more and more involved, I'm gonna know more and more people.
I've had friends pass away from eating disorders too many. My name is Brooke Jensen. I'm super excited that NEDA came to Salt Lake this year because this is the first year that they've come.
Okay, so thank you for coming out. I'm so glad the rain has held out.
My name is Kristen Francis. I'm a child and adolescent psychiatrist at the University of Utah Neuropsychiatric Institute, and I'm the current president for IADEPT Utah chapter. I would say that it's only a stigma because people are afraid to talk about it, but when you do, you'll be aware that so many people have had a loved one or a personal experience with disordered eating. I think there's a true freedom that comes from talking about it.
My name's Sydney Cutler. I had an eating disorder and I've been recovered for 4 years. When you're in an eating disorder, like I was, it's really scary and you don't have any control. And when you're introduced to recovery, it's a long journey. It can take a lot of years, but once you get there, there's still bad days, but you are able to live life again.
My name is Cassie Blakely and I'm from Manti, Utah. So I'm an alumni from the Center for Change. I received inpatient treatment when I was 17. I relapsed when I was about 20 and did outpatient treatment through them as well. So I've been recovered for a few years, full recovery. One thing that I've learned from my relapse, I had a few years that were just great and then slowly little things crept in. So I've really had to come to the realization that you have to be diligent and you have to keep choosing recovery. I had a nurse at the center, Becky, and she changed my outlook forever. And she was in recovery for years, and she showed me what life could be like outside of an eating disorder. It just really influenced me that I can be a positive difference as well. So that's why I've been so open about my recovery, because I believe that we can help each other.
Once you get there, it will all be worth it, and you'll look back and be proud of what you've done.
Recovery is possible. It seems impossible when you're in an eating disorder, and it's even something that you don't know that you want a lot of times when you're in an eating disorder, because your eating disorder kind of becomes your best friend. And so when you're in an eating disorder, you can't experience joy and happiness, but in recovery you can. And it's so much, I don't know, it's such a better life.